May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Q Gaudio podcast. This is a mini podcast, a mini Life in Bali podcast. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. My beloved wife and I, my wife Katrinka, and I go to the beach sometimes. She goes frequently, like daily. She's a walking fiend. And, I'm a working fiend. So we're going somewhere tomorrow for a couple of days where she's got a meeting of the Bali International Women's Association in this nice place to stay called Floating Leaf. I did a couple of podcasts from there. But it's a good place to work, you know, and I really like it because it's got a swimming pool right there. So I can swim. And no, I'll just swim. I'll swim some strokes, come back, do some work, sit, swim, work. And also, you can go up and down a lot there because it's got like four stories. It's got this big yoga thing on top. Anyway, we go swimming. And sometimes I go without her. And sometimes, you know, she'll go walk the dog and it won't be a good time for me or it won't be a good time for the tide. We'll go swimming. And then when we're through swimming, we have more clothes to put on because she has a two-piece swimming suit and she's not going to walk back out from the beach with that, so she has something to put on it, and we have sandals and stuff. And so we go to this little hut and which has like a little porch around it. I mean, very small. But, you know, I can use it. We use it, you know, to sit on or to lean against, put things back on. I take off my swimsuit to swim. Because when I'm at home, I'm always wearing a swimsuit. But I have underwear under it. And my internist got me into wearing what are the types of underwear? Breeches or briefs? The type that holds you in better, you know? The type they say if you're younger might limit your sperm count. I'm not really worried about that. I take my swimsuit off because I wear sort of like Bermuda short type swimsuits. And my T-shirt off, and I put them with my sandals on the beach. That's all I take to the beach, unless I'm going to be working. Then I take a backpack, you know, with my computer, and I leave it at the desk and go swimming and come back and sit down with my computer and have some coconut water and work or something like that. But I just look like somebody in one of those small European swimsuits. And I won't do that if it's like a bunch of people are there, families and things. But especially these days, there's very, very few people there. So anyway, we go back and we get back dressed there and we come home. So that's some background for this particular story. So anyway, Katrinka was upset because some earrings that I'd given her years ago. She'd lost one of them, and they were nice. There was they were gold, and she wears rather small earrings. And it's not the most unusual thing in the world for her to say she can't find an earring, and usually she finds them, but sometimes she doesn't. And, you know, she has the type of earrings where she mutilates her, I mean, pierces her ear. And sometimes they come off. They don't have little locks on them, little tiny locks with little tiny keys, but they don't. So she was looking around here and everything, and she'd given up, you know, and we told Cadet to look out for it. And Cadet can find anything that's in the house. She just goes right to it. She's like a hound dog for lost things. And she's our house cleaner, our pambantu. So anyway, Katrinka had given up. And then she came up to me yesterday and she said, "The most amazing thing just happened." I said, "What?" Well, she said, "You know, I found my earring." And she showed me, and it really is small, but very nice. I said, "Wow, great, great. Where'd you find it?" She said, "Well, I was with Bondi down at the beach, and, you know, I went in the water, and when I came back, I went to that little hut where we were, and I saw something shiny in the sand." She said, "And I reached down, and there it was. It must have fallen out, you know, someday. Recently, I assume." She said, "It's amazing nobody else saw it." But anyway, that was a fortuitous thing to happen, and I thought I would share that with you and make this the first Life in Bali mini podcast, because I got other stuff I got to get to, and I just don't have time to have a guest on, you know, where we talk for an hour and stuff. So I'm going to cut them short for a while. I've got to get through the audiobook for Crooked Cucumber. It's just very painstaking work. And I'm on the last part of it. It's already made, you know, and I'm going over it with the text for it. And it's like second edition of the book. You know, Penguin Random House, I've had a lot of back and forth with them recently. They're not going to publish a second edition. It just doesn't sell enough. But it's I got a really good advance for it that hadn't paid off yet, so they're not real eager to give it back to me. If a book goes out of print, then the author automatically gets it. But with print on demand these days, there's no need for anything to go out of print. But anyway, so I'm working on the audiobook, and, you know, I read the whole thing in podcasts, but now just really going over it carefully, and Bill Redican just did a marvelous job of going over the audio and the text carefully and pointing out various glitches, making certain suggestions. So I'm going over all that, and so I'm going to limit my a lot of other things, and then we'll see what happens. Okay, but the second edition is not going to be published at this time. However, I have other ways to make sure that I am making one. I will have one, and I have some ideas in mind of how to present that. I mean, it'll be on Cuke.com, all the information. And I have some other ideas too. But that's enough for today. This has been a mini podcast from Cuke Audio. I'm DC. Poobah of Gugaudio and Gug Archives, coming to you from sleepy Sanur with Doggett, Pandita, Feline, Kachita, and dear lovely Katrinka, who has two gold earrings on. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.